我发现好多人到今天都搞不清。
I found that many people still don't understand it today.
送别这首歌到底是哪儿来的？
Where did the song Farewell come from?
有人说这是咱们老祖宗传下来的古民歌，光听那味儿就知道是老祖宗的东西。
Some people say that this is a folk song passed down from our ancestors. Just listening to it, you can tell that it's from our ancestors.
还有人跟我掰扯，说这是英国的老民谣改的。
Some people are still arguing with me that this is a British folk song.
说什么？
What is it?
当年传教士带过来的，扒了人家的曲子填的词。
The missionaries brought over the tunes of the locals, which they then filled with their own lyrics.
这些都不对。
None of these are correct.
说出来你可能不信，这首歌的旋律最早是个美国大夫写的。
You might not believe that the melody of this song was originally written by an American doctor.
170多年前
More than 170 years ago,
美国有个叫约翰山奥德威的医生。
There is a doctor named John Gotti in the United States.
这人不光会看病。
This person not only knows how to treat illnesses,
还爱写点曲子。
Still write some songs.
1851年
1851.
他写了首歌
He wrote a song
叫梦见家和母亲
Dreaming of home and mother
你想啊那时候美国西进运动好多人离开家去西部闯荡
Back then, many people from the US West Coast left home to go west and make their fortune
这首歌就是写游子想家的
This song is about a wanderer missing home
可有意思的是
Interestingly,
这歌在美国没火。
This song didn't become popular in the United States.
没几年就没人记得了。
In a few years, no one will remember it.
结果呢，明治维新那会儿，日本玩命学习。
The result was that during the Meiji Restoration, Japan was engaged in a desperate struggle for survival.
西方什么都往回搬。
The West is moving everything back.
就把这没人要的旋律给搬过去了。
Move this unwanted melody over.
日本有个词人叫犬童球西。
There is a Japanese person named Kendo Kiyoyu.
听到这歌一下就被戳中了。
I was immediately hooked after hearing this song.
给填了个日语词叫旅愁。
I filled in the Japanese word traveling sorrow.
还是写游子想家的。这歌在日本倒是小火了一阵儿。
The song Homesick by the Overseas Chinese is also quite popular in Japan.
然后呢
Then,
咱们的李叔同先生当年在日本留学就听到了这首歌。
Our Mr. Lai Shooting heard this song when he was studying abroad in Japan.
你想啊
Then,
那时候的留学生孤身一人在国外举目无亲
Back then, international students were alone in a foreign country with no family or friends to turn to.
听到这种游子的歌
Hearing this song of a wanderer,
那不得感同身受
That's not something that can be understood without empathy.
他一下就把这旋律给记下来了。
He immediately memorized the melody.
带回了中国。
Returned to China.
那时候他还没想到。
At that time, he hadn't thought of it.
这旋律将来会变成中国人心里最痛的那根弦。
This melody will become the most painful string in the hearts of Chinese people.
说到这儿
At this point,
就得提那个流传了百年的故事。
Then you have to tell that story that has been circulating for 100 years.
李叔同当年在上海
Live shooting was in Shanghai back then.
那是鼎有名的风流才子。
He was a famous and talented young man.
跟许幻元他们几个号称天涯无友。
They claimed that they were the only ones in the world who could understand them.
天天嗜酒风流，在城南文社吟诗作对。
Every day, poetry, wine, and romance flow in the literary society in the south of the city.
对，谁能想到这帮少年有一天会散了1915年冬天。
Who could have thought that these youngsters would one day gather and disperse in the winter of 1915?
兵荒马乱的，许焕元家败了，破产了。
The family of Zhu Huanyuan, which was chaotic and disorganized, was ruined and bankrupt.
那天
That day,
上海下着罕见的大雪。
Shanghai is experiencing a rare heavy snowfall.
许焕元跑到李叔同家门口。
Zhu Huanyuan ran to Li Shutong's doorstep.
站在雪地里喊了句。
Standing in the snow, I shouted.
叔同兄，我家破产了。
My brother, he's in financial trouble.
咱们后会有期。喊完。
See you later.
转身就走。
Turn and walk away.
连门都没进。
Didn't even enter the house.
李叔同站在门口看了他背影好久。
Li Shuting stood at the door and watched his back for a long time.
雪落了。
It has snowed.
一身都没动，回屋。
Didn't move an inch. Went back to the room.
就让夫人弹琴，自己含着泪写下了那首词。
Let the lady play the piano and write the lyrics with tears in her eyes.
那不是普通的离别。
That's not just a farewell.
是一群少年的梦。
A group of young people's dreams.
被时代打碎了。
Broken by the times.
李叔同。
By shooting.
这哪是写词。
This is not writing.
是把咱们中国人几千年攒的离别情绪全揉进了几十个字。
It's like condensing all the separation emotions accumulated by Chinese people over thousands of years into a few dozen characters.
长亭外古道边长亭。
The ancient road beside the Long Ting.
秦汉就有十里一长亭。
In the Qin and Han dynasties, there were long pavilions every 10 miles.
停，那就是送别的地方。
That's the place where we say goodbye.
两个字一出来。
As soon as two words appear,
离别的味儿就全有了。
I've got the taste of parting.
然后芳草碧连天。
Then the green grass stretches to the sky.
楚辞里说。
The Book of Odes says,
王孙游兮不归，春草。
Wang Sun, New Roman 11, not returning to the spring grass.
生兮萋萋。
The life is bleak and desolate.
这无边的草，就像无边的愁。
These endless grasses are like endless sorrow.
你走多远
？How far you go?
愁就长多远。
How far is the road to sadness?
晚风拂柳。
The evening breeze blows through the willows.
笛声残，柳。
Flute sound, remaining willows.
就是柳，老祖宗折柳送别的道理。
This is the meaning of the old master's farewell to the willow.
不用多说。
No need to say.
笛声又最勾人。
The flute sound is intoxicating.
晚风柳丝，笛声，视觉、听觉、触觉一下。
The evening breeze, the rustling of willow leaves, the sound of a flute, the sight, the hearing, the touch, all at once.
全来了。
All here.
直接把你拉到那个血液。
Just drag you to that blood night.
然后西洋山，外山。看着朋友的背影越走越远。
Then, watching his friend's back disappear into the distance, sunset mountain outside.
翻过山又过山。
Over mountains and over mountains.
最后连影子都没了。
Finally, there was no trace left.
你站在那儿。
You stand there.
不知道他前路如何。
I don't know what his future holds.
不知道还能不能见，那种留恋又慌的感觉，一下就出来了。
I wonder if I can still experience that feeling of longing and panic again.
最戳人的还是那句天之涯地之角。
What really struck me was that phrase, the ends of the earth.
知交半零落。
Friends are fading away.
前面把天地写得那么大。
I've mentioned the vastness of heaven and earth before.
结果突然来一句真正懂我的跟我一起做过少年梦的朋友。
Suddenly, a true friend who understands me and has shared my childhood dreams with me appears.
已经没剩几个了。
There are only a few left.
我三十多岁的时候跟老狼、朴树。
When I was in my 30s, I met old wolf, Zubo.
他们聚在小酒馆。
They gathered in the small tavern.
有人哼到这句
Someone hummed this line.
整个屋子一下就静了。
The whole room fell silent.
那时候才懂。
I only understood then.
这不是古人的愁。
This is not the sorrow of ancients.
是咱们每个人都会有的愁。
This is a feeling that everyone experiences.
走着走着。
Walking and walking.
好多老朋友就不见了。
Many old friends have disappeared.
然后是一壶浊酒尽余欢。
Then there was a pot of wine, and we drank it all.
今宵别梦寒，浊酒不是什么好酒。
Tonight, don't dream of drinking that wine.
就是普通人家自酿的。
It's homemade.
可跟知己喝酒，要什么名贵的呢？
What expensive things should you bring when drinking with a close friend?
许幻元突然来告别。
Zhu Huan Yuan suddenly came to say goodbye.
哪有时间准备好酒？
Where do I have the time to prepare wine?
就这么一壶酒。
Just this one pot of wine.
把剩下这点快乐喝干。
Drink up the remaining happiness.
不是哭哭闹闹。
Not crying or fussing.
是珍惜最后这点相聚的时间之后。
After cherishing the last bit of time together.
就算在梦里见你，身边没你还是冷的。
Even if I see you in my dream, I'm still cold.
而且你听这旋律。
And listen to this melody.
每句结尾都是往下走的。
Each sentence ends with a downward movement.
就像人叹气一样。
Like a sigh.
所以听着就像有人在你耳边说心里话。
So it's like someone is whispering secrets in your ear.
那种无可奈何的感觉一下就戳中你。
That feeling of helplessness hits you right in the gut.
后来八十年的城南旧事。
Later, the old stories of the city in the 1980s.
把这歌当主题曲放了五次。
Play this song as the theme song 5 times.
一下。
This year.
又把它带火了。
Bring it back to life.
咱们这代人好多都是从这电影里第一次听到它，记了一辈子。朴树。
Many of us in this generation first heard of him and his lifelong dedication to queuing Jiren through this movie.
你知道吧?
Do you know?
他对歌挑得很，结果。
He chose a song, and the result was.
有次演出唱完这歌，他哽咽着说。
Once after performing this song, he choked up and said.
要是这词是我写的。
If this word was written by me,
我当场死在那儿都愿意。
I would gladly die there.
这就是这歌的力量。
This is the power of the song.
他写的就是咱们每个人都有的感觉。
He wrote exactly what we all feel.
跟老朋友分别，跟青春告别。
saying goodbye to old friends and to youth.
跟过去的日子说再见。
Say goodbye to the past.
你说有意思不？
You think it's interesting, right?
这歌的旋律是美国大夫写的。
The melody of this song was written by an American doctor.
先到日本变成旅愁。
First, I became homesick in Japan.
再到中国被李叔同填了词。
Then, Lai Shudong filled in the lyrics.
最后成了咱们中国人心里最正宗的离别歌。
Finally became the most authentic farewell song in the hearts of Chinese people.
这就是文化的磨砺。
This is the result of cultural refinement.
不管哪国的旋律装下了咱们中国人的情绪。
No matter which country's melody carries the emotions of the Chinese people.
就是咱们的歌。送别写的不仅是李叔同与许幻元的分别。
But our song Farewell to Lai Shudong and Zhu Huan is actually about is not just the farewell between Lai Shudong and Zhu Huan.
更是每个人与青春。
Also, everyone is with youth.
与故人，与过往岁月的告别。
Farewell to old friends and bygone days.
他用西方的音阶唱出了东方最深邃的叹息。
He sang the deepest sigh of the East with a Western scale.
一百年了。
100 years.
时代变了。
The times have changed.
可离别没变。
I can still say goodbye.
老朋友没变。
Old friends don't change.
心里那点不舍也没变。
That feeling of reluctance hasn't changed.
这歌就像个老朋友。
This song is like an old friend.
不管你走多远。
No matter how far you go.
只要想起他，就知道那些曾经的日子。
Just thinking about him, I can still remember those days.
曾经的朋友都没走远。
The friends I used to have never left.
他不是一首老歌。
He is not an old song.
是咱们每个人藏在心里的那场。
It's the one that's hidden in everyone's heart.
没说出口的告别。
Unspoken farewell.